That, of course, is Physical, the number one hit by the English-Australian pop singer Olivia Newton-John. For many children of the 70s and 80s, her songs provided the soundtrack to youth. That was certainly the case for indie rocker Juliana Hatfield, who pays homage to the pop icon on her new album called Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John. WBUR arts reporter Amelia Mason met up with the Cambridge-based musician to learn more about this project.
Anyone who knows Juliana Hatfield probably remembers her from the 90s, when her band, the Juliana Hatfield 3, was a mainstay on alternative rock stations and MTV. Her biggest hit was a song called My Sister, and it encapsulated the lean, scrappy sound that Hatfield became famous for. My sister. So some might be surprised to learn about Hatfield's latest endeavor. It's a whole album of covers of Olivia Newton-John, the singer and actress best known for her star turn as Sandy in the hit 1978 film Grease, and for a string of treacly soft rock gems in the 70s and 80s. But Hatfield says she's been a fan of the singer ever since she was a girl.
When Grease came out in theaters, I went crazy for it, and I went back to the theater again and again to see it. I think that I felt an affinity for the Sandy character because I felt like I was sort of cursed to be a quote-unquote good girl.
But it wasn't just the character of Sandy who Hatfield fell in love with. It was Newton-John. She admired the performer's easy grace on stage and her voice, which was somehow sweet and powerful at the same time. Hatfield found solace in the music.
The environment I grew up in was kind of dysfunctional and chaotic. And I was drawn to Olivia Newton-John because she was soothing to me. And she embodied something that was really positive and peaceful. You have to believe we are magic.
Nothing can stand in our way. Hatfield says she never stopped listening to Newton-John's music. So when she sat down to pick out songs for the record, she wasn't surprised to find that the pop singer's catalog held up.
So many of her songs are so likable. Just really well-written, well-structured pop songs that I knew I could pull it off, right? I knew that I could bring my own sensibility to the great songs that were already in existence.
But not everything came so easily. Some of Newton-John's most famous numbers just didn't quite fit with Hatfield's spiky sensibility. Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should.
We both know I got somewhere else to go. With I Honestly Love You, there's something a little bit too sentimental, or it's a little bit too heavy-handed. But I believe you really ought to know. So I really reimagined that one. And I gave it some grime and some chunks, and I just kind of toughened it up. You don't have to answer. I see it in your eyes. Maybe my feeling is that I Honestly Love You is a song about frustration and running up against the wall and having to just crumple and then turn and walk away.
Hatfield says that, in a way, the album is a defense of Newton-John, her artistry, her skill, and her time-tested appeal.
There are people who think of her as just like a sweet confection, you know, with no depth or substance. But there's actually a lot of sadness and darkness and resignation in the songs.
And, Hatfield says, it's also a defense of her own work.
I know that there are people out there who never took me seriously. Maybe because of the sound of my voice, I had a kind of girlish sounding voice. And my insecurities were, I think they were always noticeable in my music. I was never shy about projecting my insecurities. Maybe I hang around
But on Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John, she sounds pretty confident. The music is as sturdy and captivating as ever, an earnest, slightly grungy celebration of two unlikely musical soulmates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.